basically, the paperwork wasn't filed correctly with the FA after the share transfer between Alpha Choice Finance and myself. It's just an administrative error.
Now, earlier in the day, you told me this would be sorted out by close of play today, which I assume is 5 o'clock. It is at most companies. Has that been sorted?
Well, as far as I know, the FA have got all the paperwork. I've spoken to someone from the FA. He was trying to get it done today. If not today, he said definitely tomorrow morning. So I'm not worried, really. I know it's all been sorted out. So basically, it's timing now. But we will be playing against Dunsmore on Saturday.
But as things stand, the club is still suspended?
As of 5:10, yes.
So what aspects of the officers and directors test did the club fail to satisfy then? I mean, Mr McCarthy, we know, hadn't put his papers in at one stage, but the club itself, what aspects did they fail to satisfy?
It was just a new shareholding, the shareholding transfer, and the board minute wasn't done on time, that's all it was.
Well, you say that, but this actually came up a while back before the transfer went through, didn't it? I mean, the transfer went through the 4th of December. The charges came before then, didn't they?
No, the transfer only went through last couple of days.
The FA charges came before that, though.
That was on Alan McCarthy's ODT. Alan McCarthy wasn't prepared to do the ODT.
Right, so that's why he didn't pass it.
Yeah, well, he didn't pass it, he didn't do it.
Okay, but the club was charged as well, though, isn't it?
Unfortunately, yes, because he was a major shareholder.
Right, you've taken over, then, as the club's new majority shareholder. Not the most auspicious of starts, really, is it?
No, it's not very good, Trevor. Must admit, not very good. I've had a very stressful day today. Very stressful.
Why have you decided to take it on?
Basically, I believe in the club, you know, and, it's got to be done now. We've made the undertakings, we've just got to get on with it.
You might believe in the club. The problem you've got is the majority supporters don't believe in you, and that's going to be an issue, isn't it?
I'm sure it is, but hopefully in time we can turn them around.
Are you confident you can do that?
I can only try my best, Trevor.
Well, looking at the winding up petition, the club is due back in the High Court on Monday to face the latest winding up petition. That in itself is a hurdle you've got to get over.
Yeah, it is. The money should be in place by then. The letter did say, the proof of funds did say 15 working days. We're working tirelessly to try and get that sorted out.
Now, I do accept there's a discrepancy between 15 working days and the 14 days you were given by the court, because obviously weekends come into play there as well.
That's correct.
But nonetheless, you did say it would be sorted by the next hearing, the 15th of December, so you can't guarantee that at the moment.
No, I didn't say that at all.
Well, that was the impression we got outside the court.
No, that's not what I said at all. Your actual report was in the court. We said we would try our best endeavours to get it done by the 15th. It was the judge, the master, that put the date of the 15th of December. He was aware that it might not be in place. So what we've got to do is make all... we've got to show that the money's coming, basically. That something has happened.
Well, we've had several instances where the money's been coming and it hasn't turned up.
I can't help that in the past. I've never made them offers them guarantees before.
But you've been a key part of it as chairman of the club, surely?
Trevor, I've never been... what's what I'm looking for? The investment has never been of my doing. All I ever was basically on the fringes of trying to get it sorted out between Alan McCarthy and other people. Now it's me that's doing it, so I know exactly what's happening now.
So the buck will stop with you now?
Unfortunately, yes, as I said to you earlier.
The most damning indictment of all of this, really, is that on the winding up petition now, Martin Foyle, the club's former manager, is back on that petition.
Yes, he is.
Now, originally, a settlement was reached with Mr. Foyle over his severance pay and monies he claimed he was owed.
That's right.
Which meant he took himself off the winding up petition, and HMRC took it on, just as a precy what happened.
Yeah.
Now, he might have had the first payment, but he's had none since.
No,
how can anybody trust you? That's the point.
Well, it's quite easy. You know, before I was the chairman of the club. I've only recently become a director of the club, and before that, all I was basically doing was the figurehead and looking after the day-to-day running. I had no real commitment to the finances of the club. That was done by the people. As I'm sure you're aware of, Alpha Choice Finance being in control. They achieved the investment from Null Properties that was pulled at the hearing last Monday. Now it's all down to me, but in the past I was never really involved with the finances. It was always done by Philip Gambrell and Alpha Choice.
But do you accept that, you know, no wonder people are cynical, really. I mean, Martin Foyle must be thinking, well, we've got it sorted out, and then he gets one payment of the money he's owed, then it doesn't happen. You know, other creditors are going to think, well, you know, we're going to be promised things, it's just not going to happen.
Well, I've never promised that before.
No, but you've been involved in the club, and come on, you're the chairman of the club, you're the front man of the club.
Yeah, but I've never made them promises. I wasn't director at the time, as you know.
That's an easy thing to say, I suppose, when there's no one else here to defend themselves. But, nonetheless, the buck stops with you. And as chairman of the club, even if you weren't a director, you were football chairman. Surely it stopped with you then.
Well, not really. Not when there's other people involved. I basically made the money available to pay the first payment to Martin Foyle.
Okay.
It was me that actually paid that, as I told you before. I've got to pay him twice now. I've got to pay him again.
Now, this is your money, is it, that you're putting in? This £1 million is your money?
Yes, it's my money.
Now, in the past, you have obviously been a director of a number of companies which have gone into liquidation, owing a total of somewhere north of £7 million, I think it is.
Yeah,
how come you can come up with £1 million now?
What people forget is the fact that I was involved with those companies, but it wasn't solely me. There was other people involved as well. There was other partners. There was other shareholders. Some of them companies were dissolved that they never traded. They were like property deals that didn't happen. So, it's easy to read, what's in the press. No one's actually asked me, what I think about it all,
Okay, well, let's ask you what you think about it all then. Those companies owed somewhere north of £7 million, wasn't it? It's above £7 million in total that was owed.
If you say so, I haven't checked that, but if you say so, Trevor.
Well, that's a bit concerning if you were director of those companies in itself, but we'll gloss over that one for now. The fact is, you now have managed to come up with £1 million. What about the creditors of those other companies? They're going to think, well, hang on, has he done this?
Well, basically, I've been very fortunate the last few years.
How do you think it's going to make those other creditors feel of those previous companies, though?
Well, how do you think it makes the Hereford United creditors feel when David Keith didn't pay them?
Well, obviously disappointed, but then Tommy Agonwa, though, took on those debts, or the company took on those debts, knowing that was the case, that there was money owing.
Yeah, he did.
They haven't gone into liquidation owing millions.
No, but he didn't pay it, did he?
But they took on the debt knowing it was there.
Yeah, so what are you trying to say?
Well, it's a bit different to winding up a company.
Do you know what? I wish people, you're a Hereford United supporter, Trevor. I know that for a fact because I've met you a couple of times, right? Do you want us to bail out this club or not?
I want people to be paid.
Ask me a question, Trevor. I'm asking you a question now. Now we're on air. Do you, as a supporter, want the club to survive?
Of course I want the club to survive, right.
Let me finish what I'm saying.
Well, you asked me a question, at least let me answer it. The club to survive with its debts paid properly as they should be, which clearly the previous regimes haven't done. And people paid, especially football creditors. Yeah. We had a lady on the radio the other day who was threatened with eviction from her flat because she didn't pay her wages.
But hold on, she didn't tell you the whole truth. She's had some cash payments, some from you. I actually took her down to the bank to get money out of my own account to pay her because she was threatened with bailiffs when I was only a consultant at the club. She didn't tell you that, did she?
She had other cash payments.
Let me finish, Trevor. She had two other cash payments. When she decides to acknowledge the money she's had, she will be paid. As I told your colleague the other day, it's not a fact that she's not going to get paid. When she acknowledges what she's had, she'll be paid the difference.
Why should she have to put it in writing? You owe her money, pay the money.
Because she's got to acknowledge what she's had. She's attached herself to the court. She's taken us to court for that money. So she has to withdraw what she said she's owed, because it isn't true.
Okay, well, she's not here to defend herself, so we can't hear both sides of that particular story.
I actually mentioned that to one of your colleagues the other morning.
Right, let's get the final thing cleared up, because we've got to move on, but the final thing we're going to clear up, the money you're putting in, this £1 million, is this your money? You're not acting as a kind of front man for some shadowy group in the background, because that's what many fans suspect.
No, I'm not.
Absolutely, categorically.
Absolutely, 100%.